Okay.
Convert to conference call.
Okay.
Cardiff, how may I help you?
Hey, Ruben, it's John down in Tijuana.
Hey, buddy, can I put you on hold for like 20 seconds?
Yeah, go right ahead.
Okay. Thanks, son. Hi, John.
Hey, Ruben.
Hey, boss. How you doing?
I'm doing well. Hey, I got Joe on the other line on a conference call with you. Ali asked me to conference him in, and I guess you got some questions on a particular deal?
Yeah, I just wanted to walk through these issues. It's on the tree deal, correct?
Thornton's Tree Service, okay.
So, yeah, I just wanted to walk you guys through... Give me a second.
Sure.
Give me a second. So give me 1 second, if you're with me.
Okay.
So, hold on. So, on this deal, this guy's getting some new piece of equipment, and CAS offered him 5% financing, correct?
Correct.
Mm-hmm. All right. How many years is that for?
He did not, so when I talked to him, I did the 1.5, he did not want to give me that particular piece of information or what his monthly payment was.
Okay. Is he putting any money down with them?
He did not.
All right.
No, another thing, yeah, Ruben?
Yeah.
Another thing that he did bring up, though, he was talking about that, I don't know, they were giving him some type of cash back, like $1,500.
Okay.
I guess they put him in some type of program where they were gonna give him some cash back on top of that financing. I guess he was getting that 5%, so I don't know if that can help you out in the, you know, with the process.
Well, No, I mean, here's how I'd approach it, and I think it's just good to be, you know, straightforward with people and know that you're getting on their level. So these manufacturers, basically, what they'll do is, these manufacturers will actually go and they'll incentivize. So if I'm talking, you're the customer, I'm, you know, the sales rep. Hey, Mr. Customer, here's the deal. The manufacturer will push this equipment on you because their goal is to sell equipment. So they use manufacturer-based financing to push and push and push this equipment. Now, no one's going to beat 5% with zero down and cash back. That's a great deal. However, I'm going to take a little different idea of what I've done for other customers, and maybe this makes sense. This equipment costs how much?
$133 total.
$133 total. Let's assume you're putting no money down, and let's assume it's 5 years. What I would tell you is this. Instead of buying new equipment, because I know I can't compete with new manufacturer financing, how about you buy, a lot of my customers buy used equipment that's in really good spec, and instead of taking something nice and pretty, they take something that works, and they have a much more affordable payment. Let me give you an example. We just financed a customer. Their new piece of equipment was $126,000. That's how much it cost 5 years ago. We just financed it. It's a five-year-old piece of equipment. It's the same stuff, but because it's not brand new, because it's used, they're only going to deal for $65,000. So the reality is that this equipment is fully warranted, and the payment is much smaller, even though the finance charges are a little higher. So that's kind of the tack that I take is, hey, look, you're having someone push really, 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 really cheap financing on you to buy this. But even if this financing is 0%, have you considered used equipment? That might be a better deal for you.
Okay. That makes sense.
Yeah. The only other approach is, hey, look, if you pay cash, will the vendor give you any money back? You know, if you just write them a check rather than financing, will they lower the equipment costs? You know, will they turn that 133 sale into a 110 sale? Because maybe then that's how we could help you out. You guys get my drift?
Yeah, I got it.
Yes. Yeah. If this has been brought up, but the piece of equipment's already in his lot, so I don't know if that makes any difference on that approach as far as you saying that, you know, you want to bring up the used piece of equipment.
Is it in the dealer's lot or the customer's lot?
No, customer. He got it delivered 4 days ago. It should be on the notes.
Okay. Why did he deliver it without necessarily, is he just trying to get a better deal?
He's just trying to get a better deal.
He's not going to get a better deal than 5%. Have they approved him?
Yeah. I mean, he's got it on his property, you know, so I would assume so.
Not necessarily. A lot of these vendors will deliver equipment because a customer signs a piece of paperwork. That doesn't mean they're approved. I assume this guy will be approved based on his credit, but the way that I would approach it is this. There's only two ways for Cardiff to win here because you have there's only three ways. The first way is if this deal can get done cheaper, if you finance it, then we're great. So let's say, hey, look, this equipment is 300. Let's say this equipment is 130. But if you don't finance this, if this turns into a $115,000, $110,000 sale, then our financing will be valuable, just straight up. The second option is if it's the number of years. So if you're getting 5%, but it's limited to 3 years, then we'll be valuable because we can give you a 5-year deal, and that's going to result in a much cheaper monthly payment. That's option two.
Ruben, he actually did bring that up about the monthly payments. He was talking about that he was going to compare the monthly payments as to what he was getting. So I don't know that what you're bringing up. I think that's something good for him. I think it could work for him if we can extend the term or at least find out because he didn't want to give us any information in reference to that.
I would just tell him the truth. I'd say, hey, look, dude, I'm not going to bullshit you. You're getting 5% financing with money back. You have someone who's desperate to move this equipment, and so they're giving you this ridiculous deal because they don't care whether you default or not. It's like going to Toyota and saying, hey, Toyota's giving me 0% APR. Can you do better? No, it's free money.
Right.
But there might be the catch, and the catch might be, hey, 5% interest, but for 3 years. If that's an issue, if they're limiting his term, then we can help out. And the third way is just maybe maintain this relationship with this client and say, hey, look, at the end of the day, most of my customers don't buy new equipment. And the simple reason is something new and pretty at 5% is going to have a much, much, even if it's 0%, it's going to have a much higher payment than something that's maybe not 5%, maybe something that's 7% or 8% or 10%, but it's for 60 grand.
Sense.
Yeah,
right.
So you borrow, just to put it in perspective, his payment, if he's doing it over 5 years, give or take, it's probably going to be, just running some numbers, it's going to be well over $2,000 a month, okay? It's probably in the low 2,000s. He borrows a $60,000 piece of equipment, the payment's going to probably be around $1,200 a month. So the hidden value here is, I think, kind of informing him that even though a lot of lenders don't want to finance used equipment, that's maybe something he wants to consider for the future because, ultimately, it's a better deal.
Okay.
Okay.
Cool. You know, it's one of those things. There's no real angle. That's, like, the idea I would have in terms of an angle, just telling you guys straight up, here are the three ways I think we can help you out. I'm going to take it from there.
Okay. We'll do that then. We'll just hit him straight up and let him make his decision off of that information.
Awesome,
cool.
Ruben.
Cool.
Thanks.
Thanks a lot. All right.
All right, man.
You got it.
Bye now.
Bye-bye.